from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Balak, Why Did the Donkey Talk? If we look at the story of Balak, story of Bilam, that this Bilam was a wicked man trying to go against the will of God, trying to curse the Jews, and yet this magnificent miracle takes place. God opened the mouth of a donkey. And the rabbis say it's so spectacular that this is one of the 10 things that was created before creation, that there would be this one moment in history where an animal would talk. You don't find anything of this nature elsewhere, and it's very strange. Why would there be such a major miracle? For what? What's the purpose? For this Gentile, wicked, so-called prophet or soothsayer? What's going on here? So the Sforno believes that actually God brought this for the betterment of Bilam, so that Bilam would do tshuva, that Bilam would repent, Bilam would be a better person. Of course, it didn't work. Bilam continued to do what he did. So it's hard to really understand. Ibn Ezra gives a hint to some secret. I'm not sure exactly what he refers to. Perhaps one can suggest that Ibn Ezra is saying that to show that God can bring the word of God through anything. Can bring the word of God even through a donkey. Could be. There's a radical notion embedded there. Ibn Ezra said it very hesitatingly. Rabbi Yisachar Jacobson wrote a wonderful book on the Chumash, Bina Bamikra. He has a commentary on the Siddur as well. He says, similar to this Sforno, that the purpose of the talking donkey is to save Bilam. What's interesting, says Rabbi Jacobson, of blessed memory, is that whereas there are two talking animals in the Torah, one is a snake and one is a donkey. The snake tries to trip up the human being, and the donkey is always a man's best friend, is a donkey in the Middle East, and the donkey is trying to help the human being. Interesting. The Midrash Shmuel, in his commentary on the Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Shmuel Duzeda, says that all of the 10 things that were created, Bein HaShemashot, that these miracles that were created to were generally for the betterment of the Jews. The mouth of the earth swallowed up Korach, so the Jews would understand that Moshe is the chief prophet. The well that went with the Jews wherever they went, it was for the Jews. Even the keshet, even the rainbow somehow was for the Jews as well. It was for all good people. And the writing of the Ten Commandments, it's all for the Jewish people. So what's the point of a talking donkey to help Bilam, the wicked man who wanted to ruin the Jews? So he says, no. It's lecharefet Bilam. It's to cause great humiliation, to humiliate Bilam, to show the great love of God for the Jewish people, that for them, God opened the mouth of a donkey just to humiliate our enemy. And everyone could see, Balak and all those who had hired this man could see what a fool he was as a result of this story. However, Rabbi Yochanan Samet, more recently, scholar at the Mechon Herzog at Yeshivat HaRetzion, so he says, what we have here is sort of a foreshadowing. We have a simulation of what is about to occur. First, the donkey, who has no place talking, talks, and he speaks well. Tells him, look, there's an angel here. You got to open your eyes. You got to see what's going on. There's an angel. You can't see the angel. Of course, that's a classic interpretation, is that even a donkey knows what's going on. Even the donkey can see that there's an angel of God. And this fool, this Bilam, he can't even see. God needs to open his eyes to even see what the donkey sees. He doesn't even know what the donkey knows. The Talmud already said that interpretation. So it says Rabbi Samet, we have a simulation of what's about to occur. We're about to see a man like Bilam, who is a fool, who is wicked, who's, according to the Zohar, is a sorcerer. Bilam HaRasha, we call him. The wicked Bilam, who's going to advise to seduce the Jews, to make them sin and make them cursed. This Bilam is going to speak beautiful words of prophecy. No different than what we're going to see right now. Before that happened, we're going to see a donkey. Cursed, lowly animal called a donkey. And he's going to speak beautiful, correct words of admonishment to his master, to Bilam. It's a simulation. It's a foreshadowing of what's about to happen. Don't think that Bilam is some great prophet. He's no different than a donkey. As Ibn Ezra alludes to, if God wants the prophecy to come through people, through donkey, through a Bilam, it comes. And therefore, we have these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, perhaps 6 interpretations. Is it the Svorno that he wanted Bilam to do tshuva, to repent? He was potentially a good man. Ibn Ezra, God shows that God can appear as a messenger through anything. Radical notion. Rabbi Jacobson, he's there to save him. To save him and not to trip him up. It's the opposite of the snake. The Midrash Shmuel is there for the Jews to show how much God loves the Jews, that he would humiliate the prophet who wants to curse us. Chazal, the rabbis say, it's a mockery. It makes a mockery of this so-called prophet. He can't even see what his donkey can see. And finally, Lachan Samet says, it's a simulation, it's a foreshadowing of what's about to happen. What's about to happen is that a nobody is about to say the most beautiful words, just like the donkey is going to say words of admonition to a so-called prophet. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here at the discussion of the Talking Donkey. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, the various how-to videos. And the idea is, remember, sometimes great things come through strange packages. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.